This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. It's product launch day for Apple, and the stakes are high. For the past few years, Apple's been losing customers to the makers of Android devices like Samsung. The tech giant is expected to unveil the new iPhone 6 and a smartwatch. Industry watchers say the new devices may include a technology called NFC, that's near-field communication, and it lets you pay for stuff in a whole new way. You simply hold your new smartwatch or iPhone close to the register to complete a transaction instead of swiping a credit card. This kind of technology isn't new, but it isn't widespread either. Reporter Tracy Samuelson looks at why and how Apple could change that.
Europeans can simply tap their credit cards, and it's more secure. Many African countries use mobile payment systems because they're more convenient, safer than cash. But the U.S. has historically lagged a bit when it comes to adopting new payment technologies, says Deborah Baxley, a principal at Capgemini.
In some ways, the good is the enemy of the better.
Our current system actually works pretty well.
From the consumer's point of view, it's very fast and convenient.
Plus, there's a chicken and egg problem. Merchants don't want to install the new technology until there's widespread adoption. Rajesh Kandaswamy, a research director at Gartner, says the real promise isn't just replacing a plastic card.
If you are able to do that along with other things, for instance, you know, with your discounts, deals automatically applying, that is interesting for the consumer.
If Apple adds this payment technology to its devices, it could be a big boost. Maybe enough to push a future technology into the now. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.